Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Donald Perkins begins a brand new series that will help you and I truly understand the book of Revelation. Friends, did you know that this program, Watchmen on the Wall, is available as an app? Take Watchmen on the Wall with you by downloading our free mobile app. Visit your app store and type the letters SWRC in the search bar. The SWRC mobile app has hundreds of archive programs as well as the latest program available for you. The SWRC mobile app. Download it today. And don't miss out on any of the important topics and information that is shared on Watchmen on the Wall. Make sure you subscribe to our free e-newsletter, A Moment of Prophecy. The latest insight and analysis from our speakers and access to our latest resources. Sign up today for the free e-newsletter at swrc.com or just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Donald Perkins is an excellent Bible teacher that specializes in Bible prophecy and the book of Revelation. Today, we are beginning an ongoing teaching series led by Donald Perkins that will look deep inside the book of Revelation. It's our hope and prayer that you'll be blessed by this verse-by-verse teaching of the book of Revelation. Now, here is Donald Perkins.
I'm so excited about this new study. I mean, it's going to be wonderful. We're going to go through the book of Revelation, and we're going to learn many things that the Bible has revealed in regards to it. Now, what I want to do to kind of start us off a little bit, I want to bring in our Bible prophecy chart. This is our chart of time. We call it Bible prophecy, God's order of events. But we're going to see here how the book of Revelation is revealed in this chart. Now, I want to start here down. We're going to come down to the church age, because the church age is found in the book of Revelation, chapters 2 and chapters 3. We're going to look there. Now, we will cover chapter 1. In chapter 1, we're going to look at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and we're going to look at the glorified vision of Christ. But we're going to move into chapter 2, which begins the church age here. Then we're going to go a step further. In the chart, I want you to look there. We're going to see the Great Tribulation. We're going to find that in Revelation chapter 6 through chapters 19. It's going to cover the whole time of Great Tribulation, dealing with the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, the vow judgments, and just a lot of other things in the book of Revelation is really neatly compacted in that part of the chart. Then we're also going to stay in chapter 19, and you're going to look, and you're going to see the marriage supper of the Lamb. You're going to see the second coming of Christ, and you're going to see the battle of Armageddon in chapters 19, which is in the book of Revelation. We're going to move a little further in Revelation. We're going to move to chapter 20. Now, in chapter 20 here, I want you to look at the chart again. We're going to look here in this section dealing with the millennial reign of Christ, the thousand-year reign of Jesus. And also, we're going to slide up on the chart, and you're going to see the great white throne judgment. You find that in Revelation chapter 20. Then we're going to close out this series looking at Revelation chapters 21 and 22. We're going to move down to the very end of the chart, and you're going to see the eternal state, the new heavens and the new earth. So this is going to be a wonderful action-packed study. I believe the Lord's going to really bless our time. And again, I just want to encourage you to stay with us in this whole series. It's going to be a good little series. We're going to go through this wonderful book of prophecy. Now, to start off, I always like to do this. I want to talk about scholars. What are scholars saying about the book of Revelation? So I'm going to quote five different scholars here just to give you some idea of what they believe and what they say about this wonderful book. The first one I want to quote is Dr. Ed Heinsohn from his book, The Revelation, or the book of Revelation, Unlocking the Future. Listen to what he says. He says, it is the last book of the Bible and describes the final consummation of all things. In so doing, it serves as the capstone of the entire biblical library of 66 books. The general nature of the revelation has been described as both apocalyptic and prophetic. And I really like that. But I like how he called it the capstone of the biblical library of 66 books. You know, this is the end of the story. Again, it's the last book in the Bible. We're going to see one of the most valuable books of the Bible. And again, we must understand it as believers. Now, I'm going to quote another scholar, Dr. Jack Van Impe, from his book, Revelation Revealed. Listen to what he says about the book of Revelation. He said, the book of Revelation is the culmination of Bible prophecy, the point at which all the prophecies of the ages converge and find their ultimate fulfillment. Revelation discloses the future of the Jew, Gentiles, and the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Within its pages are specific details concerning the Savior's return, the establishment of his millennial kingdom, and finally, the eternal state of both the saved and the lost. And I love that too. We're going to see some amazing things that this book is going to reveal. Now, we'll look at the next scholar, which is Dr. David Reagan from his book, Wrath and Glory, The Meaning of the Book of Revelation. Listen to what he says about Revelation. He says, studying the book of Revelation today at the beginning of the 21st century is particularly important because Christians are faced with two great challenges, the decay of society and the growing apostasy in the church. As we face these grim realities, we need the encouragement that is contained in the book of Revelation. I love that. Now, why isn't the book of Revelation being studied in our churches? Why aren't people reading this book? I want to give you a few reasons why I believe. One of the first reasons is because many are afraid of the book of Revelation, and truly they are. They are afraid. You may be watching this program. You said, I'm afraid of that book. Well, I want to encourage you. Stay with us in this series as the Word of God unlocks the truths of the book of Revelation. This study will be designed to take the fear out of that book, and it's going to give you understanding that's going to replace it. It's going to give you peace of mind to know that God has a future that he's already revealed in this wonderful book of prophecy. Now, here's another reason, and this reason I'm about to give you is one that I had for many years, and I'll explain why. But here's another reason. Some don't study the book of Revelation because they have been taught, and listen at this, they've been taught that if they study the book of Revelation, they will lose their minds. Now, believe it or not, saints, you've heard me say in my own personal testimony, I was taught in the church that if you study the book of Revelation, you could lose your mind. When I became a Christian in my young adult life, I shared before, I would never go into the book of Revelation because I didn't want to lose my mind. Really, it was a lie of the devil that was planted early in my young life. And, you know, it's amazing. God has a wonderful sense of humor as he called this little fellow to the study of Bible prophecy and the book of Revelation. What I found out that as I studied this book of Revelation, the fear that I had of losing my mind vanished. You know why? Because there's nothing in the Bible that God has put there that will cause you to lose your mind. Don't believe the lie. I want you to stick with us. You know, if this is your first time watching our program, stay with us as we cover the book of Revelation. You're going to find out that this book is a blessing and it's going to bless you. Now, here's another reason I'm going to give you why people don't study. Some avoid apocalyptic literature because of the unnecessary conflict they think that it brings to their churches. Now, some pastors think that if you study Revelation, it's going to cause conflict in the church. Well, I beg to differ there because it will not. As a matter of fact, this is a wonderful book. Not only that, it's an evangelistic book. It will motivate the hearts of the people to go and reach the harvest. You know, this book don't bring conflict. What it does, it answers questions and it brings peace to those who understand it. This book is designed for your understanding. We're going to look at apocalyptic literature. I'm even deal with the term apocalypse in a few minutes and just give you some understanding. You know, people have used that term apocalypse or apocalyptic to bring fear upon humanity. And I'm going to show you what that word actually means. And it's going to help you. Now, here's the last reason I want to give you why people don't study the book of Revelation, because some believe that they won't be able to understand it. Now, I must admit, when the Lord called me to study the book of Revelation and to start teaching Bible prophecy almost 40 years, when the Lord called me to teach this, I didn't understand the book of Revelation. I said, Lord, you called me to study this book and teach this book? And I prayed a simple prayer that you find in the book of James. James wrote, James said that if you lack wisdom, ask God, and God will give you understanding. So as I began my journey to study this wonderful book of prophecy, I said, Lord, open up my understanding. Lord, help me to understand the word. And I must admit, saints, as I began to study God's word, God began to open the scriptures. He began to open the book of Revelation. Now, one thing we're going to find out about Revelation and understand this book, you must be a student of the scriptures. You know, you can't just stay in the book of Revelation to understand the book of Revelation. We're going to see that the book of Revelation, you must go from Genesis to Revelation. You must look at the whole books of the Bible in order to understand this wonderful book of prophecy. So we're going to go all over the scriptures in this series, understanding the book of Revelation. And you know, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to our time together as we delve into God's word, looking at this wonderful book of prophecy. Now, I want to start off with a verse here, and I love this passage. This is Revelation chapter 1. We're going to look at verse number 3. Now, listen at this. John wrote in verse 3, Jesus said, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand." I love this passage. In the third verse of chapter 1, God pronounces a blessing on those that would read it. But look what he says. Those who read. So I'm going to read to you the book of Revelation in this series. As I'm reading this book of prophecy, I'm going to be blessed. Then he says, blessed are those that hear. So if you listen to what I'm going to give you in this series on Revelation, you will also be blessed. And then he said, those that keep. We're going to see that all through the book of Revelation, there are things that we must keep as believers, as Christians. So if you read it, if you hear it, and if you keep the things that are written in this wonderful book, the Bible says that God will give you a blessing. I mean, how many of us want a blessing? I want a blessing. I want God to bless me. And you know, as we study this book, we're going to see some beautiful things as God is going to open the scriptures to our hearts. And you know, we are going to be blessed. Now, let me give you a little outline as to what we're going to discuss in this series, Understanding the Book of Revelation. We're going to start off with how to study the Book of Revelation. I'm going to show you some different things about the Book of Revelation that will help you understand this book. And as you look at some of these things, it's going to make it clear to you as you go through it. Because see, a lot of people, they start reading the Book of Revelation, and then they get you know, bogged down with some of the symbols and things, and it's kind of discouraging to them. Well, you know, there is a way to study Revelation. I'm going to talk about that, but I'm also going to show you the three divisions of the book of Revelation. I like to call them the table of contents. Yes, right. The book of Revelation has a table of contents. And you know, if you understand the table of contents, it's going to put the book of Revelation in perspective. It's going to help you understand, where we are, you know, and I like this because when we look at that, I'm going to show you exactly where we are in that table of contents. You know, some people try to put us in Revelation chapter 9. We're not in chapter 9 Revelation. Reason why? Because of the table of contents. And I'm going to show you and I'm going to explain to you why we cannot be in chapter 9. We're going to see some beautiful things, though, as we look at this wonderful table of contents. And then from there, we're going to go into Revelation chapter 1. And in chapter 1, we're going to begin this study. And again, we're going to start off and see some beautiful things. So this series is going to last a little while, but I want you to hang with us. I want to encourage you to pull out your notebooks and pads and take notes as we journey through this wonderful, wonderful book of prophecy. All right. So let's start off, first of all, with how to study the book of Revelation. Now, before I begin to give you some of those little tips, I want to give you what I call a revelation factoid. A revelation factoid. And I want you to see this little picture right here. It says the revelation of St. John the Divine. Most of your Bibles have this particular header in your Bibles, the revelation of St. John the Divine. You know, many Bible commentators have placed that in their header notes, the revelation of St. John the Divine. But I want you to understand something, that the scriptures say different. I want you to know something, that this is not the revelation of St. John the Divine. And the reason why we know that is because of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1. Listen to what verse 1 says. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Verse 1 reveals to us who this whole book of Revelation is all about. Now, you look at your Bible, look at your header. Your header may say the revelation of St. John the Divine. What I did in my Bible, I scratched that out because it's the publisher's header notes. I scratched that out because it's not the revelation of St. John. Now, St. John, he was the prophet that received it, or the scribe, because Jesus told him, John, write what you see. So John wrote what he saw. As a scribe, as a holy scribe, he was a prophet that God revealed the future to. And again, so this is not the revelation of St. John. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I want to quote from the book Revelation by Dr. John Walvoord. Listen to what he says regarding the revelation of Jesus. He said, the opening words of the book of Revelation immediately reveals Jesus Christ as its futuristic and central theme, presenting him and his present and future glory. The book's prophetic character is indicated in the words, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that concerns things that must soon take place. The word revelation is the translation of the Greek word apocalypse, the basis of the English word apocalypse. Without the article, meaning a, revelation, disclosure, or unveiling. It is the revelation of the truth about Christ, a disclosure of future events surrounding his second coming when Christ will be revealed. It is also the revelation which comes from Christ. And we're going to see this all the way through. We're going to see that the book of Revelation is going to reveal Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We're going to see him. We're going to see our Savior like we've never seen him. The book of Revelation is going to reveal to us Jesus. We're going to see a wonderful portrait of Christ revealed in this wonderful book of prophecy. Now, regarding that term revelation, the term revelation, it means to unveil or to uncover that which was previously hidden. So, you know something? In the translation of this word, this very word here, it literally means that it is a book that's going to be uncovered. It is translated from the Greek word apocalypse, which means to lift up as a curtain so as to clearly show what had been covered. Now, what we're going to see in Revelation is going to uncover the life of Christ. It's going to uncover and reveal hidden prophecies that God wants us to understand and know. The term Revelation, the book of Revelation, is a book that is revealed. Now, again, a lot of people use that term, the apocalypse, and they use it in the sense of a scary thing. You see the news periodicals in the grocery store, you know, those rag magazines, they say the apocalypse. And all they're saying is the unveiling. But they use it in the term that makes it seem scary. All it is the unveiling. So the title lets us know that the book of Revelation, or this book, is open and revealed, and we can understand its teachings and its interpretation. So I want you to hang on, because we're going to see some beautiful, beautiful things as we look at this. Now, I want to quote one more scholar here. This is Mark Hitchcock from his book, 101 Answers to Questions about the Book of Revelation. He's going to deal with some key things of interpreting the Book of Revelation. He said, what are some of the keys to interpreting Revelation? especially are the symbols, especially all the symbols. The book of Revelation may be the most neglected book in the Bible. There are undoubtedly many reasons for this, but a chief one is that there are people who either claim or assume that no one can really understand what it means. They view Revelation the same way that Winston Churchill once described the Soviet Union. Listen to this. He said it was a riddle wrapped up in a mystery inside an enigma, which all the mystifying symbols and striking images that appear throughout the book. Many people despair of ever understanding the book of Revelation. Even many pastors never preach on Revelation. Or if they do, they preach only on the first three chapters. Again, this book has been so labeled as a book that no one can understand. Many pastors, as he shared, many pastors won't study it, or they may do a verse by verse study of the book of the Bible. But when they get to Revelation, they go through it really fast, or they just lightly touch certain things and then move to another subject altogether. I want you to understand, if you stay with us as we study this, this book is going to be open to you, and God's going to give you some beautiful things that's going to help you understand this wonderful book. Now, I want to look at, again, some major keys to understanding the book of Revelation. And we're going to have come down to a close in this part, and we're going to pick up next week with chapter one. But one of the major keys to understanding this book is to know that parts of the prophecies are revealed in symbolic form, while others' parts are revealed in literal forms. And what I mean by that, the symbolic parts of Revelation need to be interpreted using the scriptures. Now, there are symbols throughout the whole book of Revelation. But guess what? The scripture helps understand the symbols. You know, a symbol points to something that is literal. And again, so these symbols we're going to see throughout the book of Revelation are going to help us understand a literal understanding of this wonderful book of prophecy. Then there are literal parts of Revelation. The literal parts need no interpretation and should be taken as they are written. There are some parts of Revelation that is just clear and just so easy to understand, don't need no major interpreting. Some people try to make the whole book a book of symbols. When you do that, you get into trouble. Some people try to make the whole book literal. When you do that, you also get into trouble. The book of Revelation is a book of symbols and a book of literal things that will come to pass. And we must understand those symbols and those literal things throughout the book of Revelation. Again, it's going to be beautiful. You know, we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time, you know, as we spend time studying the book of Revelation. You know, I love this book so much. And again, I mentioned before that as we go through it, you're going to see how much of the whole Bible is revealed in the book of Revelation. And again, I always like to say, you know, that through this time, we can learn about our Savior. This is a wonderful study to get saved in.
Tomorrow, Donald Perkins will continue this new series looking at the book of Revelation. To enhance and grow your understanding of Revelation, we have several resources for you today. First, the book, No Uncertain Future, a study guide commentary of Revelation by Dr. Larry Spargimino, the DVD Revealing Revelation by J.R. Church, and Noah Hutchings' classic book, Revelation for Today. All three of these resources are available when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order these resources at our website, swrc.com. No Uncertain Future, Revealing Revelation, and Revelation for Today. 1-800-652-1144. Staff Evangelist Josh Davis comes now with an update on the outreach that is taking place in prisons through our Onesimus Prison Ministry.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These are some of perhaps the most famous words from the lips of Jesus, just as he is preparing to ascend back into heaven, and he leaves his disciples with this, as we know it, Great Commission. It's found in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus tells them to go and to teach all nations. The word teach there literally means to make disciples of all the nations. It's not just for a select group of people. It wasn't just for the house of Israel, but they were to go to all nations and make disciples. How do they make disciples? Jesus explained two ways, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That speaks of outreach. That speaks of sharing the good news of Jesus so that people come to a saving knowledge of who Jesus is and they accept Him as their Savior, repent of their sins, put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's first. Second, in verse 20, is teaching them. So baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so we see both evangelism and discipleship as part of the Great Commission. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, here at Southwest Radio Ministries, we strive to fulfill that Great Commission, whether it be through this radio ministry, whether it be through the resources that our ministry produces, and especially through our outreach ministries that we have, the Pakistan ministry, the prison ministry, our prayer ministry. We want to make disciples. We want to reach those that do not know Jesus and help them to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not doing this on our own because God promised. Jesus said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, unto the end of the age. He is with us right now, helping us to fulfill the Great Commission as He sees fit in our place, in our time. And that's an exciting thing to think about, is it not, dear friends? That we get to join together with one another, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and to fulfill the Great Commission as we have it in our days. And I'm excited about that, and I'm glad that I can have a small part in what the Lord is seeking to do in this world today. Now, I'm speaking to you on behalf of the Onesimus Prison Ministry, and that ministry seeks to evangelize and it seeks to disciple. It's both parts of that Great Commission calling that we seek to fulfill. I just want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank you for partnering with us as we seek to get the Great Commission out as far and as wide as we possibly can, the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen to these words, Matthew 28, verse 20. Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We know that we're not going it alone. As I said a few minutes ago, we have the Lord Jesus helping us. And what a strengthening, encouraging blessing that is to know and to remember and to realize we are walking in His strength as we go with the Great Commission.
Donald Perkins' series, Understanding the Book of Revelation, is now available. This 24 DVD set contains all 71 lessons going verse by verse studying the Book of Revelation. Order Understanding the Book of Revelation by Donald Perkins today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Donald Perkins will continue his study, helping you and I better understand the Book of Revelation. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. Visit swrc.com.